Hey guys, Courtney here, obviously. Let me go ahead and get our guest on and we will get started. I hope everyone is doing well today. I don't know. It is literally Thanksgiving week, which means it's Christmas, which means it's basically 2021 already, so New Year me. Awesome. Let me pull her in.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
That's good. So we're just going to dive into it because people will be coming in and out. But what I'll do is I'll save it to our IGTV as well as upload it to our YouTube so people can see it.
Okay, cool.
So hello, everyone. Courtney here of Freedom Revamped. If it's your first time on our platform, Freedom Revamped is a platform dedicated to helping people discover and define freedom on their own terms. Today, we have a special guest with us. Her name is Jasmine Stith of Faith Tech Grow. And our topic for today is creating safe spaces for Black women. So, Jasmine, before we get into our topic, I'd actually like for you to tell us a little bit about what Faith Tech Grow is.
Yeah, so hello, everybody. Thank you so much, Courtney, for inviting me to Freedom Revamp. This is my first time on a health and wellness page or channel or space. So I hope I do a good job. Okay. And Faith Tech Grow is a marketing company, and it has two arms. The first arm is me as the coach, the faith and business coach, where I work with individuals to help them go from underestimated to purposeful and visible. A lot of times when we're using social media, people are scared to use their voices. They're scared to have a brand, to have a business. They're just overall scared of the platform. So I like to eliminate that fear and help you get courage, confidence, clarity, and consistent using social media. And you get that when you work with me individually as a coach. And on the second side of Faith Tech Grow is for businesses. So if you are somebody that already has a functioning business, you're already receiving revenue, but you want to outsource your marketing efforts, then that's where me and my team comes in and we'll run a page. Some of my clients include, I've ran my first virtual church. Right now, every Sunday, sermons go up every week, every day, some posts goes up, and me and my team are behind that. So I'm always looking for new clients, more people that want to learn about what it is that I do. So I'm so thankful for this opportunity. But that's like the two arms. We're really social media marketing, digital marketing, and really finding what works best for the CEO and the creative so that they can show up and be themselves and feel like they don't have to be any type of way in order to have a successful platform.
Awesome. I love that. I actually was following you on my personal page for a while before I followed you on Freedom Revamped. And I had posted saying, who should I interview? And my boss, Kristen Wells Lewis, actually was like, reach out to her. So I was like, oh my goodness, I've been following her and didn't even think about it. So I'm so happy you responded and said yes.
You're welcome. And thank you, Kristen, for shouting me out.
Right.
My girl, she is doing an amazing job with her company, Coco Wells. I was a part of the first subscription service that she had shipping out her product. So I'm loving how everything is just evolving.
Yes. So the first question I ask everyone, because we are Freedom Revamped and we focus on people defining freedom for themselves. So how would you define freedom?
Whew. Freedom. Okay, so I am an entrepreneur, you guys. So don't take this no type of way when I'm talking about corporate America. Because I come from corporate America. I went to college. I did all the things. I would define freedom as waking up every day, being your authentic self, and being able to bring in cash for the things that you do. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to happen overnight. That doesn't mean you're not going to have to sacrifice some of your dreams for a short period of time to do the things that you don't want to do. So in the future, you can do what you want to do, if that makes sense. But freedom just means that I get to be me. If I want to cook, I cook. If I want to sing, I sing. If I want to be on social media acting a plum fool, I be on social media acting a plum fool. I think that people that act a plum fool on social media have made quarantine such a better place. When it comes to the businesses and the gifts that are on the inside of you, I personally feel like freedom is being you and being your authentic self and all of the pains, the trials, the tribulations, the failures that come with it. So your authenticity and your journey and where who you are, that's freedom to me. If you have to live a day doing something and being somebody that is not true to who you are, I don't believe that you're free. And that's not what Christ died for. He died for you to be free.
Right. I definitely agree. I think for me, I always, my definition for freedom never changes. Like you said, it's being authentically you and also allowing other people to be authentically them. But I think in different seasons of my life, I have to practice freedom differently. So the definition is the same, but the way I have to practice it because of the season I'm in changes. So right now, freedom, how I practice freedom is encouraging myself. How I practice freedom in the last season was actually realizing that I had a purpose. So in this season of your life, how are you practicing your definition of freedom?
My definition of freedom is facing my failures. My definition of freedom in this season is waking up and reading affirmations that sometimes I feel that I'm disqualified for.
Agreed.
I had an affirmation today and it was like, I deserve love. And you would think like, dang, you know, you should believe that affirmation, Jazz. Of course you deserve love. Of course you are love. Of course you give love. But then you got to say to yourself like, I deserve it. And I personally feel like by even saying the affirmations that I don't believe, by just saying it with my mouth and speaking it with my mouth, like that's going to come, that's going to register with my brain. So I'm practicing freedom by facing my fears and also by saying the affirmations that I'm scared to say. Because a lot of times we say the affirmations that we've already achieved. Mm-hmm. It's easy to say, well, I can be a successful whatever. And you've already achieved that. But what about, can you speak the affirmations that you that still scare you, that you still don't believe for yourself? And I feel like that's where, that's what I'm doing in this season of my freedom and practicing freedom.
I love that. And I'm just going to speak to the affirmation you just said, and then we'll get into the topic. But there was a point in my, well, I'm still working on realizing that I deserve love. But one of my mentors told me, the love you want and the love you deserve is already yours to give yourself. So we really have to love ourselves first, and then we'll start receiving that love from the outside. But just going to hop into the topic now, guys. So for those of you who are just joining, we are talking about creating safe spaces for Black women. So my first question, how does it feel for you being a Black woman growing up in America, especially in 2020?
And I don't know why I feel like I want to get emotional. I'm a Pisces, okay? So I be feeling everything. So if I cry on this, don't be thinking, you know, dang, she emotional. I'm a Pisces, and I feel we're talking about Black women. We're talking about our struggles. We're talking about what does freedom mean. We're talking about 2020. You know, we're talking about being a Black woman.
Yeah,
like that's emotional as a whole. And so just to make sure I got the question right, you were saying what does it mean like growing up as a Black woman? Can you say it one more time?
How does it feel being a Black woman growing up in America?
Yeah, I think it wasn't until our president or our vice president-elect Kamala got into office that I didn't feel like Black women could chase their dreams and also like have potentially a supportive partner and also like be respected. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if y'all remember, but as she was racing or trying to go through her journey to even be the vice president or the president, heck, people call her out her name. You know, all they talked about is the Black woman stigma, the, you know, she angry, you know, she got this face. It's just like, dang, waking up is hard. Having a dream is hard. And I just feel like we fight so hard to just have the basic things, where I feel like white women, and I'm not racist or anything for anybody that catches the replay, I feel like white women don't have those options. You know, I feel like for their husbands to get tax write-offs, they just give their wife the CEO of the company and it's declared minority-owned. You know what I'm saying? And their husband just goes and plays golf and the woman gets to do whatever. You know, I just feel like white women don't have the same challenges that we have. I feel like growing up, it was always like beauty standards, you know, who's prettier. And I think we do that within our community. And then as you get older, it's like, do black men, you know, value the black woman? You know, when I was living in New York, and again, I'm just going to be open and free on this platform. I really don't have a need to like sugarcoat anything because I feel like that's the point of this platform.
Yeah.
I remember living in New York City and there was like guys that I worked with. And when we went out to the bars and stuff, like they literally would say out their mouth, like, we don't date black women, or like, we only want white women. Mm-hmm. And I would be thinking to myself, like, you know, the same black woman that you're putting down outside is the same black woman you need in the workplace, because we helping you, you know, in the careers, you know what I'm saying? But when on the outside, it's like, you don't want us. And I that was the first time I was like, dang, because I was from the South, you know, black men and black women, that's common. But when I lived on the East Coast, like, I genuinely felt like men there, especially our men, they did not, it wasn't seen as like they've reached success if they chose us. It's like they had to choose the other in order for them to get the respect that they wanted. So that was also something that I faced. And that started happening when I was like maybe 22, where I heard from a black man's mouth. Now, mind you, we all still young. We're not even in our 30s. A black man in his age, 20, 22, 23, where he opened his mouth and said, yeah, I only date white women. And I was like, dang, you know, it sucks. It honestly sucks. But from a dating standpoint, and then from a you from your father's not being there, okay? And then you trying to find your identity through television. And then the TV portrays us in a certain way, which I believe is all marketing. You don't get the certain amount of streams if you're not naked. You know what I'm saying? You don't get the most popular if your clothes are all, you know, I look at the women that are at the top. I've seen all of their body. Yeah. And in the same moment, there's trauma with other black women where their body has been taken for granted, like they've been raped and whatever else. So it's like in one instance, we got a woman that's being praised for being completely naked, and then the next minute, another woman is being violated on the street. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, it's hard. I don't think I have an answer. I don't think I know the answer, but I know how it makes me feel. And it makes me feel as though black women don't really have the support that we need to just show up and be ourselves. We don't have the privilege of just feeling imperfect and somebody being there for us to catch us in our imperfections. It almost feels like we have to be perfect 100% of the time to receive the love. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I think.
I think for me, it's the same thing. But it's almost like I know how we are treated, but at the same time, I'm such a hopeful person that I'm like, is this eventually going to one day change? And then it's like, it's been going on for so long, Courtney, that, you know, I don't know if it ever will, but it's definitely hard because of all the stigmas that are placed on us. And when we step outside of those stigmas, it's like, oh, she's acting white. Oh, she's bougie. Oh, this, oh, that. So I definitely get where you're coming from, because it is hard being a black woman growing up in America. And that's sort of why this topic is so important. So how important is it to you that we create safe spaces for black women?
Honestly, until I got on your platform, I didn't even know my opinion for how I feel about being a black woman existed. I come in the world from tech. That's a male-dominated field. There are no spaces for women, let alone Black women there. Church Bible study was taken away. It's not that we're now virtual, right? So yeah. It's just like that was a space that I flourished in with other women. Even in my sororities and things that I've joined, sometimes those don't even feel like safe spaces because those spaces were created in forms of competition. To even be in that space, you had to compete with other women. So when you get in, it's not that you all aren't competitors. It's just, do you have the true sisterhood that you think you have, you know, because of what you have to do to get in, you know what I'm saying? I think this is needed. I think it's therapy here. I think there's healing here. I think that there is empowerment here. And I know people like, we don't like the empowerment stuff, throw the empowerment away. Well, what are you replacing it with?
Right.
If you take every empowerment event, conference, session away, what did you replace it with? Because how many places celebrate us just for being us?
Right.
So for me, that's always my question. That's always my thoughts on that. I don't know why there aren't spaces when there are spaces everywhere else for everybody else. Like, where was the space for all the Black women to come together to heal behind Breonna Taylor? We still didn't get closure. You know, right now today, if I'm late, I'm in my home and a police officer comes in my home, he can kill me and won't have to get justice. So like, where is the support there? You know, has there been a new law that says you can't do that? I don't know. That's the point I'm making. Like, it's needed because it's not there. And what's there is so criticized. We criticize the things that have helped us,
yeah.
But we're not replacing it with anything else either. We're just continuously criticizing the spaces that essentially connect us together.
I agree, which is why I did start Freedom Revamped, just to create, because I was in a place where, I was 18 when I started this platform, and I thought I knew what freedom was. And then you enter the real world where you see all the hate for Black people in general, but especially Black women. And it's like, okay, clearly this world wants me to be in bondage. Clearly they want me to have chains on. So how do I create internal freedom for myself, but also how do I create freedom for my community?
Yeah.
So since there aren't many safe spaces for Black women, how do you think we should go about, we as in women in general, how do you think we should go about creating more of these spaces?
Right now, one of the best ways to create this space is Clubhouse. That's another app that's really good. It's a new emerging app. I feel like it's been around for a while. The reason why I say that is because you don't have to show your face. Nobody has to worry about your followers. You don't got to show your body for clout. All you need is your mind and your voice. And if we want to raise our voices and we want our opinions heard, I feel like Clubhouse was like this next invention that we never knew we needed. Because we know with social media, things are shallow. But on that app, I've been able to connect with celebrities and they are just like us. It didn't matter about, it was, did their opinion resonate with me? You follow them on Instagram just like they're your cousin. You know, it's like every barrier has now been played level. So I would say Clubhouse is one way. I'm an advocate for that app. It's my second favorite app to Instagram. I think Clubhouse is my first app and Instagram is my second app. I think I really want to have a space to like hug my sister. Like, quarantine has been hard. Like,
yeah.
There's only so much you can do virtually. And I was never someone that hated public and seeing people. I know if you're introvert, extrovert, or whatever. I never hated meeting people in person. I never wanted a bigger social media following than I did with connecting with people outside of this app. A lot of times I connected with people outside and brought them into my world online, you know? So I think it's about being even more intentional when we can go back outside safely. And I guess the last space is for whoever want to give us money to do this, okay? Because as you know, we are the most innovative, the most creative, but the least funded. Right? I'm bringing that from like my tech perspective. I'm bringing that from like from a business perspective. We Black women, like, we got so many businesses, but all of us are out here 9 to 5 and get right, and then killing ourselves at night, right? And then doing it all over again. And it's just like, that's a lot of stress. It's a lot of pressure. Why can't we just get money so it replaces the 9 to 5? Like, why aren't there just more spaces that says, hey, you're an entrepreneur, here's at least a place to live, co-working space, right? And then, you know, food, water, all those things you can manage. That's like a $200 to $300, you know, bill a month. But if your basic needs were taken care of, why can't our basic needs be taken care of? Our fathers were taken from us because of jail and mental health and everything else, right? Why can't we be given a place to live so we can live out our dreams? I don't know, that's in my fantasy world. Told you I'm a Pisces. I create all these things in my head. But that's definitely what I would be thinking.
I love those ideas, actually. Someone else said they love that idea. So, faith tech grow. You mentioned that tech is a male-dominated industry.
Yes.
So, when you are the minority in the room, which is for us most of the time,
Right.
how do you create your internal safe space?
And you mean mentally? I'll give you an example. I was working in corporate America, and I vowed to never really do that again. It's no point. I can be a contractor. There's no reason for me to have to work for the man on that scale ever again. I pray to God. He knows that's not my heart. If I have to, you always supposed to do God's will, okay? Let me say that. But it's on my heart never to have to work for the white man. Because I need to get my hair done, and it takes like what, 8, 9 hours. Like, that's why I gotta use my Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Well, anyway, that's a little joke. I was working in corporate America, and I'll never forget, we were working on this new product. Think about it was like an Instagram, but it wasn't an Instagram. But think about the development that has to go behind Instagram and these new features, right? And I was so passionate. I had went and designed like this new feature. I had looked it up. I had talked with people. I came up with my own design. I had pitched it to my boss, and I was pitching it to the team. Now, the team is majority Indian. The team is majority white. The team is majority male, right? I'm the only black person. I'm the only country person. I'm the only one from the South. But I was super passionate about my idea, and I had done all this work to bring it, you know, before people. It's like coming up with a presentation. And I'll never forget, after I got done presenting technical information, technical acumen, what I've studied in school, what I've Googled, what I've researched, what I've gathered all this data for, right? All people could say was, dang, you know, your tone, or you were so, you know, could you, it was like, it didn't matter about the what I said. It was just like, I was getting this angry black woman thing, like, we'll get it done, don't worry, like, you did a good job, like, you know, we'll see if we can fit it in. It just felt like people were afraid of my intelligence. It felt like people wanted to shun me because I was smart and I had an opinion. And for me, that's all I got. Like, I got brains and I got a mouth. Now, I'm not one to be disrespectful. I understand being professional in the workplace. But it was in those moments where what I did mentally, I really, as an extrovert, I don't process inside my head as much as I should. I actually process out loud. I actually let those individuals know that y'all need to stop treating me as though I'm an angry black woman and understand that it's my passion. I literally studied this stuff for 5 years. My mind, my body, my soul through college had to get sacrificed for me to even sit in this room. Took years and years, 27 some interviews just to sit at the same table with y'all in which your parents just maybe knew somebody or you had one interview. Like, my steps to even get to this place in order to share my ideas took so much. And once I share them, all you get is angry Black woman or she's too passionate. Not that, wow, this was technically thought out. This was well prepared. She's serious about this. And what I did, I just let them people know. And that's exactly why I'm not up in there, because all I did was let people know. And on my way out of that company, I let people know. They actually slashed my salary in half because I wanted to live in Texas. At the time, I was making like $140,000 in New York. And when I moved to Texas, they wanted to slash it to $75,000. I don't know why. I was still the same brain, the same person. I was expecting at least $100,000. And at that moment, when they slashed my money, all hell broke loose in my mind. So as I put my 2-week notice in, and as people were asking me, why are you leaving? Mentally, what I did is let them people know exactly why. I said, I'm excellent talent. I'm great talent. And you're letting me walk out this door because you won't give me the money that I deserve. But if I was any other color, if I was any other race, if I was any other gender, and I told you this is what I'm worth because you're already paying it right now, you would probably honor that. But because I'm asking for too much, you won't. So I didn't bring up my money or salary to like make anybody feel no type of way. I wanted you to know that those types of things exist in corporate America. Those types of things exist, and you have to handle it and process it mentally, right? You have to be completely like either rejected or like belittled in front of people. And then my way, I just talked it out. Someone else may write it out. Someone else may walk it out, right? Physically, through work, through writing. But me, I'm a talker. That's why I got a podcast. That's why I be talking all day. I'm gonna let you know how I feel, and I'm not gonna be apologetic about it. To this day, I know that that company needed me. I know that I was the asset and not the liability. So I just let them people know what they was missing. Because why not?
Love that. I think it's definitely important that we know our worth and that we let other people know our worth, because honestly, if we don't know it, then America and corporate America and other people, they can break us down.
Yeah.
So I definitely think it's important. And I didn't have any more preformed questions. I think you answered them all very well. Like, I've learned honestly a lot from this conversation, but I did want to allow the viewers to comment some questions if you guys have some. And while they're doing that, I know you mentioned that there aren't many safe spaces for Black women, but if there are any that you can think of, or even if you just want to talk more about Faith Tech Grow, you can do that while we're waiting on their questions.
I feel like I created a safe space without even knowing it with my Walk by Faith podcast. I started Walking by Faith on social media in 2015, and it wasn't until 2017 where I started doing YouTube. And then once I moved to New York, I didn't have the time to necessarily do a YouTube channel, so podcasting was so much easier for me. And I feel like I created a safe space for women, Black people, that had beliefs that they were a woman and man of God, but they were building a business, and it wasn't about the principles that Bill Gates can teach you, that Mark Zuckerberg can teach you, that Zig Ziglar could teach you, that all of these like millionaires could teach you, but that what could the Bible teach you, right? And I created that space because the people that had the success, they never talked about God. And I was just like, well, this seems a little bit like, what really happened is I used to watch like BET Awards and, you know, those award shows. Mm-hmm. And like the people, they would never be like, God gave me this. They'd just be like, you know, my fans, thank my people, thank this, thank that. They never was like, thank you, God, for what you did for me. Now in 2020, it's more like that, right? Yeah. I can honestly say that you see Christian entrepreneur, Christian business owner, faith-based entrepreneur. Back then, sis, that wasn't there. I can honestly assure you. So in 2017, I started creating that content, and that was a safe space for me. That was a safe space for me to be churchy and business at the same time. That was a space for me to thank God for everything that he brought me through while also saying and sharing information that my people needed in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, so that they could be successful. That was a space for me to be vulnerable. My walk by faith didn't come from just wanting to be successful. It came from wanting a man and wanting love and saying, well, God, I'm going to walk by faith with you until you bring them back. If you want me to be real, because I'm a woman, right? Yeah. And remember my affirmation, we deserve love. So my safe space that I created for myself was one, I'm going to believe in the words that I say, but then I'm going to open it up for other people to also believe in what they are doing so that we can become more visible. And you guys, I didn't have a degree in marketing. I didn't have a degree in podcasting. I didn't have a degree in storytelling. I didn't have a degree in content. I was just an engineer that had something to goddamn say. So when it came to Faith Tech Grow, that's what it is. It's faith because God has given you these visions. It's faith because God has birthed so much inside of you. He's taking you through trials and tribulations so that you can be all that you were called to be. I don't care what situation you've been in. You were in that situation because it's meant to help not only you, but somebody else. And we can't help everybody through our successes. We help more people with our pain.
We do, yeah.
And people can actually resonate with you more when you've been through crap, right? Because we're in this life, we're in this world, and that's pretty much all we have is crap they be throwing at us every other day. Okay, COVID 2020, that wasn't enough. Technology stems from the fact that I am a triple minority. I am Black, I am a woman, and I am in tech. I would behoove myself to neglect the technical acumen that's inside of my brain. I would be limiting myself if I told you that Jasmine can't build a mobile application, that she can't build a website, that she can't learn how to run ads, that she can't work with developers all over this country. I would be limiting my abilities if I said that that's what I can't do when that's exactly what I did. I did those things already. So it's just like you get the tech part, but you get the engineering mindset and the logical and analytical ability to solve a problem. So that's what tech means. And the growth, you can't have faith. You can't use tech and not grow. Your brain gonna have to grow. Your mindset's gonna have to grow. Your faith is gonna have to grow. The people around you gonna have to grow, or you gonna be done left them. Your whole life gonna grow.
Yeah.
And that is why I say faith, I say tech, and I say grow. I know it could have been a fancier title. I know it could have been a little sexier. But anytime I talk to somebody, my realm of conversation is, do you got some faith in you? Because this idea is going to take that before it take money. This idea is going to take that before you need support from your family and friends. That idea is going to take that before the failure and those thoughts come into your mind. You're going to need faith before you need anything else. That's why faith is that foundation.
Yeah.
We in 2020, if you're not using technology, I mean, you must have not attended a Zoom call this year, and you probably like the one of one, right? So this technology within itself, that's kind of self-explanatory. And then growth, everybody grew this year. Even our old president, Donald Trump, he growing. That dude growing. He like, I got a self-failure. So you're going to have to grow inevitably in life. So that's more so what it is, Faith Tech Grow.
Love that. You gave me so much more than I expect. It happens all the time. Like, I ask you guys to join. I draw up the questions thinking, oh, you know, and then y'all blow my mind.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for everyone who was watching. And before you leave, they obviously can see your personal Instagram handle from here, but can you tell us how they can keep up with you on your other pages?
Yes. So if you want to receive motivation, inspiration, and education from other faith-based entrepreneurs and not just myself, I encourage you to go to WBF Podcast on Instagram, and you can literally tune in to over 85 episodes with faith and Christian-based entrepreneurs. And then if you want your edges snatched, if you want somebody to be telling you about yourself because you're sleeping on yourself, because you feel that your gifts and your talents don't matter, I think you should follow my personal page. Now, I did warn you that your edges was gonna get snatched. I did warn you, so don't come over there like, oh my gosh, she talking to me. I am talking to you. Like, my whole customer avatar is women, Christian women, who are sleeping on themselves, who believe that everybody else can have a business, have a brand, have a podcast, have a blog, have a this, have a that, but them. They can support everybody else but themselves. They can show up for everybody else. They can show up for their job. They can show up to their boss. They can show up to their family. They can show up to their kids. They can show up to for Thanksgiving. They gonna cook their tails off. But ask them, are they working on their goals? Ask them, have you put time into your business? Ask them, have you applied your faith and got out of this goddamn notebook? And I actually see some stuff on the internet, because the number one place that you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot hide from if you are actually producing things is the internet. That's why people be like, oh, I'm fasting for 3 years. I got to get off of there. No, you getting off of there because you are seeing some things inside of yourself that needs to change. You're seeing some things about yourself. Time management needs to change. Your mindset about this needs to change. You start worrying about the likes and the follows. So that, of course, needs to change. You worry about all the other stuff but the people that you're trying to reach. Because if you're a business owner, if you're a content creator, that business and that content was never about you. It was about the other person. So, Courtney, so for Freedom Revamp, if you decide not to show up next week, it's another woman out here that doesn't believe she can have freedom. It's another woman out here that doesn't believe that her voice matters and that being a Black woman is a space for her. So every time that you give up on your dreams or you decide that your voice doesn't matter, you're also saying that she doesn't matter. And I guarantee you, if we make these platforms and we start creating these spaces that represent something more than us, we're going to show up, because we're not going to be thinking about, oh, it's how many people that like me. It's going to be, how many people can I help today? And what did Jesus do? He went back for the one. So y'all trying to reach the thousands, but you can't reach the one. You selfish, because you want to reach. I want people to like hundreds of my stuff. I want comments to go, Lord, I am the influencer. Why you can't influence me? It's because you're focused on all of this quantity, but not the quality. The reason why you see my page doing anything is because I focus on the one. Can I touch one person today? Can I help one person today? And guess what? That one person magnifies and duplicates. And God does what your platform can't do. He is your best PR agent. So I ain't mean to go in like that. I am soft. My name is Jasmine. I'm a flower. Okay, but I do have this other, you know, that coach side of me that will like really get into your butt, because you can't tell me that you have a million and one reasons as to why that blog still ain't launched. I know it's somebody on this live right now. I got a blog. I got a book. I got a podcast. I got an Instagram. I got a YouTube. And it's sitting there. And it's been sitting there. And it's been sitting there. And you ain't launch it. You ain't do what you were supposed to do. You came up with a million and one excuses because you're underestimating yourself. So get out of your head and get to work, sis. Now, you know, let me take a little water so I shut up, because I can talk. Oh, I love to talk, so I got to shut up myself.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I needed that. Me and you going to have a phone call or a text.
Absolutely.
I might have... Yes, ma'am. Just yes. I'm speechless. But thank you for joining us, and thank you everyone who watched. If you came in at the end, rewind it once it uploads on IGTV, because that was, I mean, yes. That's all I can say.
When you put it up, I'm gonna put it on my Instagram, and I'm gonna make sure I
because you know flyers, they don't do that well on the feed. So if I'm talking like that and I put it on my story, that should help you get some more followers for your brand, so that you can say to yourself, I'm gonna help more people become free. Because Jasmine, I'm gonna take a screen recording and put it over there so more people come over here.
Yes, ma'am. But Jasmine, I mean, you are gifted in Christ, because that right there was something like when my mom be in the pulpit. So
thank you. Yes. Again, it comes from pain. I turn my pain into purpose. Everything you hear from me, for 2020, I shouldn't even be on the internet right now. I should be somewhere crying on my bed, asking God why you do all this to me this year. But that's not the purpose. That's not the reason. He literally put me through stuff so I can open my goddamn mouth. And when I'm not opening my mouth, let me just come and tell y'all. You know how sometimes y'all be having these ideas and stuff, and like when you don't be doing it, like you be gaining weight and your headache be hurting? It because you're not executing. Like, it's because you're hoarding stuff on the inside and it's manifesting physically. I remember when I wasn't creating content, I gained weight. I started creating content, I lost the weight. I was like, God, no. I was holding all that on the inside of me. Now, I don't know if that's scientifically proven, but you can kind of look at that within yourself. You start to be unhappy when you're not doing the things that you want to do. You're just unhappy. You're not joyful. You're not showing up the way. And your body be like, okay, we're not going to do it either. You're like, dang, why I'm ugly this week? I know my face, why it's breaking out? Because you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Your face going to break out. You're going to gain weight. You're going to have a headache. You're going to be confused. All of that's going to start to happen because you're not in alignment. Your body is out of alignment. This stuff is so much bigger than the physical. It's so spiritual at the end of the day. And yeah, I'm going to shut up because I promise I can talk. If you want, Courtney, we can go another 20 minutes, honey, because I ain't got nothing else to do. I gave you my 4 hour. If y'all got some questions in this chat, because y'all agreeing with me and that I'm telling the truth, what I'm telling the truth on? What you ain't launching over there? Ask me some questions so I can give y'all these gems.
Right.
Courtney gave y'all a space to ask questions and y'all didn't. Why y'all ain't asking no questions? Y'all will show up on the live, and right now, I answer questions for y'all that people have to pay for. Come on, open your mouths. We ain't ugly, we're beautiful. I ain't say you was ugly. You missed the whole point, sis. Girl, I message you right now. You got me in place, honey. I know. Snap you back. Snap you back. Snap you back. There's a praise on the inside. Okay, there's a praise on the inside. Okay, what else? Somebody on this live got a question. They came over here thinking they gonna be free, and they free now. What else you need help with? Because we got the faith. Now let's apply the action.
She waiting. Oh, somebody. Oh, they sending it in.
Tell the time. We need to hear the truth. Tell the time. How do we get out there with? How do you get out there without fear? Okay, we're speaking about social media, right? Can I hypothetically say yes?
I believe so.
Okay, so this is what you do. Right now, you're fearful because you haven't created any action items. You're fearful right now because you haven't created any action items. Every time I'm scared of something, I create an action item. So I'm scared to post on Instagram, schedules a post for Instagram. I'm scared of what people will say about my voice, starts opening my mouth and talking. I'm scared of how I show up on video, goes live. I'm scared that people won't like my writing, starts blogging. I'm scared that nobody will listen to me, starts a podcast. I'm scared that people won't like my outfits, start posting your pictures anyway. The way you get out of fear is by choosing faith. And when you choose faith, that means you're choosing action items that will help you overcome the fear. It's not enough for you just to sit there in fear. It's not enough for you to just sit there and say, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared. Guess what, y'all? I was scared to leave my job. But it wasn't until I put in the 2 weeks notice that helped me get over the fear. Because they kept saying, hey, you sure you want to quit your job? Do I want to quit it? I'm scared as heck, but I'm going to do it anyway. So I applied the action item. I've been surviving a year now, you guys, and I haven't had to clock in to corporate America. But it's not until you apply some action items towards that fear. How can you be scared of swimming if you never put on a swimming suit and put your feet in the water and try the doggy paddle? A lot of us are ready to run, but we have not slowed down to walk or crawl. So you got to crawl, walk, and then run. If you're scared of something, guess what? Start crawling first. Start walking. Then start running. And then you'll begin to fly. Somebody was saying something.
Black Boy Joy, I started focusing on commercial finances and I had a whole nonprofit sitting to the side. I slowed down and started putting time into my nonprofit and I feel I stepped into a new season.
Come on, come on, DQ. You a whole millionaire over there, buddy. You just need to just keep executing. Everything that you're putting out into the world is going to manifest in its own time. Just keep going. Do not quit. The moment you quit is the moment it'll stop. The moment you quit is the moment it'll stop. The moment you quit is the moment you will stop. What if Tabitha Brown decided she was going to stop? Tabitha Brown is in her 40s, going on in her 50s. What if she decided that, you know what, I'm in my 40s, this ain't working out the way I thought it would? And then homegirl got on TikTok and this girl on Ellen and everywhere else. What if Tabitha said she was going to quit? What if Martin Luther King said they was going to quit? What if Malcolm X said they was going to quit? What if all these people that they have now provided the space for us decided that they were going to quit? How dare you quit on yourself? How dare you say, I can't do it no more? What you mean? Your mama kept showing up when she was tired of your butt. How come you can't? The people that came before you was tired, but they kept going. How come you can't? The moment you quit is the moment you stop. Absolutely. And you got to notice in those moments where you don't want to do it, that's the time you're actually supposed to do it. And God will give you breath. He will give you new rest. He will give you new life so that you can keep going. He will give you new momentum so that you can keep going. It's in the moments that you believe that you can't go no more, where you got to get your Angela Bassett on when she was outside with the car with that fire on, or Stella getting her groove back, like all of that. Like, you got to find that. You got to find that. But a lot of times we are actually trying to avoid pain, and it's pain and pressure that continues to press us and make us, right? But we all want to drink the wine. We all want to have the diamonds for the girls, but we don't want to go through no pressure. We don't want to go through no pain. It don't feel good. Yes, you can message me. My Instagram is Jazz the Pretty Plug. Again, if you want your answer snatched now, I ain't going to attack you. But you gonna, after you talk to me, I promise you, you're going to be all right. That's the truth. And that's with love. I say that with all love. And any of my things that I say and share, I'm like Michael Jackson. It's with love. I want you to be successful. But I'm also tired of us Christians believing and saying we got faith, and we really don't. We're stuck in fear. Whew. All right. I felt it got a little hot over here. Every time I be doing lives, I be feeling like at certain point I be getting heated. Y'all got another question over here? I love you too, DQ. Y'all got another question for me? I'll answer it. Y'all got a social media question? Do you got a marketing question? Do you got a question for the founder, Courtney? Come on, you guys. We have experiences and information that can help you guys. Please take advantage of lives. Any live you go to, if you ask the right question to the right millionaire, they'll answer your question and you won't have to pay. All of y'all want to message me, hit. I answer right here. You can still message me, by the way. I'm just saying, I don't mind answering the questions. But if ain't nobody got nothing else to say, we can hop off.
If all hearts and minds are satisfied.
The doors of the church is closing. Y'all need to come to the altar, because at this point, for marketing, what is one way to get more signups to a course? You need to start marketing the course 2 weeks before you want them to sign up. Yes, you can't show up today and be like, hey, sign up for my course. They don't care. You need to start doing it 2 weeks before. What were you saying, Courtney?
Oh, no. Somebody said, can they just post it in the comment? Yes, you can post your question in the comment.
Okay. So did that make sense, Beauty of Love graphic? If you want people to sign up for the course, you need to do it starting 14 days before you want them to finally sign up. So let's just say Black Friday. Black Friday is Friday. How many people have seen people's marketing started 2 weeks before? Adopt the same practices of corporate America, of Target, of Hulu, of Netflix, of Amazon, and all these companies. They started 2 weeks before because people need to see something 7 to 9 times before they actually buy. A lot of marketing is psychology. You need to see something 7 to 10 times, 7 to 10 times, 7 to 10 times. And then you're like, oh, I remember Beauty and Love Graphy told me that I need to sign up for this course. Oh, duh, why I'm sitting on myself? Let me go sign up. You need to start 2 weeks before, and you need to go hard for 14 days and start using Scheduler, your Facebook business tool, so that you can schedule your stuff out. Tips for starting a business. Shawnee Pooh, what is your business? That is too broad. I need something specific so I can give you a game plan. Thoughts on removing people from social media to be more intentional. Block them. Block them by the blood of Jesus. That's the tip, sis. If you feel that you need to remove them, why do you block them? Just block. It should be, you should treat your social media platform like it's another access to you. If there is somebody in your life that you feel should not be there, then remove them. I have removed all kinds of people because they were like, Jasmine, you doing too much. Okay, look at doing too much 5 years later. Now they trying to start a blog. Now they over here YouTube. Now they doing too much. You doing too much until you not. You too much until you not. How y'all kept the content flowing through the pandemic? I'm not going to lie. In the beginning of this year, I was going through a whole bunch of stuff, and my content was not flowing. But it wasn't until I accepted that I can still be useful even in moments where I don't feel it. I still have something to say even if I'm not perfect. What if there's a storm I'm going through and I have gems in the storm that I'm in? I think it was a pastor that says, you don't have to wait till you've completed the storm in order to help somebody get through theirs. And that was so freeing for me, and that allowed me to open my mouth, even though I was in the midst of pain, even though I was in the midst of a trial. What you don't know is I probably showed up more in my pain and in seasons where my whole personal life is jacked all the way up. But it has given me such a revelation to keep on going. So I didn't have to have everything all right. Everything didn't have to be perfect before I said I could show up. What if the pastors decided to take a day off every Sunday when they didn't have personal issues going on? We would never have a Sunday message. They preach in the midst of their trials, and they encourage us from pain. How come we can't post the picture? Yeah. Digital sales versus it's a time to LLC becoming official. In me, Shell, go follow my Instagram and DM me. If I go to your page and I'm not sure about what you do, sis, and versus when the time, LLCs is just something so it can protect somebody from suing you. A lot of times you can start your business and open a PayPal business account, and when you feel that you're ready to spend that additional money for your LLC, you can. There, you can be a business owner right now today by starting a business Instagram page and starting. A lot of y'all are cash out businesses anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, not that you want to stay in a cash out, but why can't we test out the ideas without having to have everything perfect with the LLC or without I'm a business owner? Why can't we just go out there and try some things to see if we even like it? Will we be consistent for 3 months? Like, a lot of times we want to do stuff and we won't even be consistent for 3 months or so. So like, I would just say start your Instagram account and start doing beta and seeing if people are going to latch on to the idea. And if they don't latch on to the idea, that's okay. Is it God told you to do it and it's just, you just have to be consistent? Or is it God has told me to do it and I'm just waiting for all the things to be perfect before I execute? And I would just like to communicate when it comes to those things. Like, when I started my platform in 2015, no one listened to me. Y'all listening to me right now. I was saying the same stuff back then. I promise for everything I love. I was saying, well, by faith, y'all. Start y'all business, y'all. Have God, y'all. But y'all listen to me now. It's been 5 years. What if I decided in the first year that it didn't matter? I would not even be able to talk to any of you all. Courtney would not have had a person to bring on because I would have stopped. So just because you start your business or your business page and you don't see the traction you want out of the first year, and if you decide to quit, that means that that wasn't it. That wasn't the true purpose, because anything that's the true purpose, you're not going to stop. You're going to keep going. Let me sit down. Hold on. Grab your seats. I told y'all I snatched edges. Did nobody believe me? I literally said I be snatching edges. And people be thinking I be lying. People, I'm sure, be on the back of this phone like, "Woo, who is this girl? She sound country. All her words don't sound the same. But I bet y'all understand what I'm saying." Period, Pooh. You understand? You listening? I'm enjoying where I am. Come on. Are there any other questions? Come on, look, Courtney, all you got to do is say, come on, Courtney over here, she has a business as well. Y'all need to ask these folks for information. We in 2020. This is close as you getting to me, because I don't need to be near nobody in COVID. So you better take advantage of this live while I'm right here. And right. Courtney.
And I'm a plug myself. I'm also a virtual assistant, if anybody was wondering.
I actually did see that, and I'm like, wow, like, it's people out here that can, that are, you know how people, like, I don't have no support for my business? The whole ministry behind virtual assistants are people that will support you in your business. CEOs have virtual assistants. CTOs have virtual assistants. CMOs have virtual assistants. COOs have virtual assistants. A lot of times we're like, I don't have nobody to support me. Pay somebody to support you. That'll speed your process up. If you feel that you need support so bad, a virtual assistant will help you virtually and assist you in your business. So, hey, come on. I love what you do. There takes a person that has a service minded spirit in order to help somebody with their vision and not take it as like, this is mine. I gotta be on top. It takes a special person to serve, to help other people's visions go. And that's such a beautiful quality, Courtney. Don't change, sis. But there will be a time where you'll probably train other virtual assistants so that they can go out and empower. In fact, I'm gonna speak that. If you know that that's your true gift, your true purpose, you're gonna be able to empower other virtual assistants so that even more people that are kingdom-minded, that say, I need help in my business, you will empower the other virtual assistants to come and empower them. So it's going to all be working together for the good. The kingdom is going to increase because we need more VAs. We need more CEOs, CMOs, CTOs, da, 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 da. We need everybody to function inside of their gift so that the kingdom can keep functioning. And I believe that the kingdom is going to keep functioning digitally, which is why it's called Faith Tech Grow. And so that means that everybody needs to play their role. I know I'm supposed to get on here and kind of holler at y'all a little bit. I know that's my role, and I'm pretty effective at it. And then there's somebody else, once I get done hollering at you, you're going to be like, oh, well, she's good at design. She's good with graphics. She's good with websites. Well, guess what? It just took me to holler at you. Then you went and found all the other pieces missing for your business. I really like whoever's liking this stuff. I love it when people be hearting stuff on the lives. It gives energy. It's like, wow, I must be saying something that you're vibing with. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I don't see anything else. I think you just, I think you, you brought it.
You're welcome, Courtney. You asked, so I did it, sis. I came on here. Like I said, I've never spoken in a mental health, because I've never seen, like, not that you can't be a coach and do mental health, because they actually are there for that, but because I come with such a, you know, it's really hard to be like, let me hear your problems, and then I'll be able to help you through that. I'm like, okay, give me your problems, and then let's get to work.
But sometimes, some people need that, though. Like me, I'm the type of person that needs to be yelled at when I, so.
That's what I'm saying, so I like, that's why I was like, this is my first time, but I also don't want to encourage you to overwork yourself. I would never tell you that. Today is Monday. Because I work for ministry on Sundays, I have to work because that's church. You guys, actually today I fixed myself breakfast and I watched TV all day. And I told myself I have this live and then I'll continue working on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday I'll have off. I'll start back on Friday. I give myself an intentional Monday to rest. And guess what? God will do what I didn't do. I believe in him so much that when I came to this live tonight, I was going to do all I had to do. And the business was going to grow. My brand was going to grow. Somebody's going to see something, and then I can move forward. I didn't have to work myself to death. In fact, I don't. I take naps. I rest. I relax. I eat chicken. I drink my water, and I mind my business. And I keep God first. Oh, I can talk all day, Courtney. Get me off this live, sis. I can talk all day.
Okay, well, y'all, we're going to end it here. But make sure you guys keep up with Jasmine for all of that she just did and more.
Beware, I do this on the daily.
I know I'll be seeing you going live and then I'll be like, I'm about to do something. I jump in when I can. But thank you again, and I am going to DM you. Y'all better DM her, and yes. That's it.
Love you guys. Peace and love and happiness and happy Thanksgiving. And I'm praying that each and every one of you guys have a great holiday season. No matter if you've lost someone in this season or if you're still trying to, you know, fit together all the pieces that broke in 2020. My last encouragement for you is that you walk by faith and keep God first. And when you seek him first, he will restore everything back to you.
Amen. Well, good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.